Jehovah. Relationship. And you must love Jehovah your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your vital force.
And you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father, and serve him with a complete heart and with a delightful soul. For all hearts Jehovah is searching, and every inclination of the thoughts he is discerning. If you search for him, he will let himself be found by you. But if you leave him, he will cast you off forever. For as regards Jehovah, his eyes are roving about through all the earth to show his strength in behalf of those whose heart is complete toward him.
O Jehovah, who will be a guest in your tent? Who will reside in your holy mountain? He who is walking faultlessly and practicing righteousness and speaking the truth in his heart. He has not slandered with his tongue. To his companion he has done nothing bad, and no reproach has he taken up against his intimate acquaintance. For a day in your courtyards is better than a thousand elsewhere. I have chosen to stand at the threshold in the house of my God, rather than to move around in the tents of wickedness. The blessing of Jehovah, that is what makes rich, and he adds no pain with it. The conclusion of the matter, everything having been heard, is fear the true God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole obligation of man.
Seek Jehovah, all you meek ones of the earth, who have practiced his own judicial decision. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. Probably you may be concealed in the day of Jehovah's anger.
Stop storing up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. Rather store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You must love Jehovah your God with your whole heart and with your whole soul and with your whole mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second like it is this, you must love your neighbor as yourself. Carry on prayer for us, for we trust we have an honest conscience, as we wish to conduct ourselves honestly in all things.